Yud Ches Mav Cheshvan, Tuesday, the 22nd of October, by Moshe Levy, Pachad Yitzchok. This week's shiurim have been sponsored by Family Taylor, Lichvod Simchas Hanesuim, which is today, of Binyamin Taylor and Miri Govich.
Morning. Once heard a story from Rabbi Katz of a little 8-year-old boy, and he was doing a project for school. Comes to his mother, he says, "Mommy, where do we come from?" Mother says, "What do you mean?" Says, "Where do we come from?" She says, "Well, my father was born in Poland, and my mother was born in Iran." And he says, "And where did they come from?" And she starts going through the family history. She starts going through the history of Klal Yisrael, all the way back to Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, these holy, saintly people. Kid's very impressed, writes it all down. He comes to his father, he says, "Daddy, where do we come from?" His father says, "Well, millions and billions of years ago, there was a big bang, and we were all monkeys, and over all the generations, we are who we are today." The kid writes it down. He comes back to his mother, he says, "Mommy, I don't understand, it's a contradiction, who's right?" She says, "What do you mean?" "So I asked you where we came from, and you said Abraham, Sarah, Yitzchak, Rivka, such amazing people, and I asked Daddy, and Daddy said, we come from monkeys. It's a contradiction, who's right?" And the mother looks and says, "There's no contradiction. I was talking about my side of the family, he was talking about his." These parshiyos that we're reading now, they let us know who we are, where we came from, what we're all about. You ask any little kid, "Tell me about Abraham Avinu." Abraham Avinu got thrown into the fire. The Medrash doesn't say it in the Torah straight out, but we know Ur Kasdim. He gets thrown into the fire, and then he's get test after test. Lech Lecha. He has to go to war to save Lot. His wife gets kidnapped. The Akedah throwing out Yishmael. We know tons about Abraham Avinu. You ask any kid about Yaakov. Tell me about Yaakov. Yaakov, he's born the original evil twin brother. He's got the evil twin brother, and he goes, and then he has to scam his brother out of getting the rights to being the Bechor, the firstborn. He has to go and he has to scam getting the brachos. He has to go and he has to scam Lavan. He has to go and he has problem after problem. He has to work 14 years for his wife. And then he has to go and Yosef's taken away. We know a lot. There's parashiot after parashiot about the Yaakov Avinu. If you were to ask a little child, "Nu, teach me. Teach me about Yitzchak. What do we know about Yitzchak?" I don't think they'll be able to tell you anything. He was by the Akedah. And again, that was Ve'elokim Nisat Abraham. Hashem tested Abraham Avinu. It wasn't even Yitzchak's test. What do we know about Yitzchak? Practically nothing. How can this be? One of the Avot, one of the forefathers, foundation. Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omed, and he taught us Avodah. He's one of the pillars. We want to learn from him. What are we supposed to learn from him? What are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to connect? I had a student who came over to me this week and he said, "Rabbi, I don't understand. I was taught Abraham Avinu instituted Shachrit." I said, "That's right. Yitzchak instituted Mincha." He says, "Yeah." "Yaakov instituted Arbit." My Rebbe says, "Yeah." He said to me, "So Abraham Avinu prayed once a day. Yitzchak thought he was better and he prayed twice a day. And then comes Yaakov and says, I'll show them all up. I'll do three times a day. How did that work exactly? Why did Yitzchak and Yaakov feel the need to add on more?" And I said to him, "No. They all daven three times a day. Abraham Avinu prayed Shachrit three times a day. Yitzchak prayed Mincha three times a day. Yaakov prayed Arbit three times a day." So what are you talking about? I said, they didn't have the words that we have. Abraham didn't pray Shachrit with the words. It was the way he connected to Hashem. Famous pasuk, "Lahagid baboker chastecha." In the mornings we say the chasadim, the greatness of Hashem. "Emunatecha balelot," at night, is emunah. Abraham Avinu, he was the trailblazer, he was the founder of Judaism. The way he looked at the world, the way he connected to Hashem, was chesed, was kindness. In the morning doesn't just mean the morning, it means when times are good, when the sun's out, when everything is beautiful. Abraham Avinu went through chesed. He connected to Hashem, and of course he davened three times a day. The way he connected his tefillah was a tefillah of shachrit, of chesed. after we say Shema in the morning, we mekabel all machut Shemayim, we accept Hashem as our King. All these beautiful accolades of Hashem. Yaakov Avinu, he was Arbit, he already went into the Galut, he went into the exile, there was darkness. At night, after we accept Hashem as our King, ve'emunah kozot. Times are bad, things aren't going well, you can't praise Hashem, so what do you have? Ve'emunah. You connect through emunah. Yitzchak, the sun was setting, he was about to begin the galus. Times were about to get really bad. He connected through a different way. And we see this in Amidah. We say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and the rabbis ask, why don't we just say, Elokeinu, Velokei Avotenu, Elokei Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the gods of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. And the rabbis answer, because Hashem connected to each one, they connected to Hashem in a different way. Elokei Avraham connected one way. Through Chesed, Elokei Yitzchak, through Givurah, Elokei Yaakov. Each one connected to Hashem in a different attribute, in a different way. I saw another pshat, it's actually quite a cool one, based on the Gemara, in Baba Metziah, Pehe Amud Bet. The Gemara says that one time Eliyahu Navi, he had a chabruta and he comes late. And the Rav says to Eliyahu Navi, how come you're late? He says, well, I had to wake up Avraham Avinu in the Marat HaMachpelah, washed his hands, he davened, and then I put him back to sleep. And then I woke up Yitzchak, washed his hands, he davened, and I put him back to sleep. And then I woke up Yaakov, washed his hands, he davened, put him back to sleep. And the Rav said to Eliyahu Navi, why don't you just wake him up together? He says, oh no, if I woke him up at the same time, they'd daven and they'd bring Mashiach before it's time. They'd bring Mashiach too early. So I have to wake them up individually. Elokei Avraham, he prays at one time. He goes to sleep. Elokei Yitzchak, then Yitzchak's turn. Elokei Yaakov, each one has their turn, if you will. So yes, Yitzchak connected to Hashem through a different way than Avraham Avinu, but what can we learn from him? What are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to emulate him? Matasiyahu Solomon has a whole piece in his book, Hearts Full of Faith, and he discusses this question. So we know that Yaakov Avinu, when he's giving the blessings, when he's giving the brachas, he says, Upachad Yitzchak, the fear of my father Yitzchak. And he says, from here we learn what Yitzchak was all about. Pachad Yitzchak. What does that mean? It says, you look in the Torah, where do we see Yitzchak? What do we learn about Yitzchak? Ele Todot Avraham ben Yitzchak. These are the chronicles of Avraham ben Yitzchak. Generations, Avraham olidit Yitzchak, and it goes on. And then it talks about Esav and Yaakov being born. And then we see, it says, Vahi Ra'av Baris, there was a famine in the land. Milivad Ra'av Arishon Asher Ayav Me Avraham. Not the same one that happened in the times of Avraham Avinu almost 100 years before. Vayelech Yitzchak el Avimelech, Melech Pelishtim Gerah. Yitzchak goes to Avimelech, Ve'erelav Hashem, God comes to him and says, Al Tereb Mitzrayimah, don't go down to Egypt. Shechin Ba'aretz Asher Amalecha, stay over here, Gu Ba'aretz Hazot. And Rashi says, Al Tereb Mitzrayimah, Shaya Da'ato Lared Mitzrayim. He was thinking about going. Rashi has to answer the obvious question. Who said that he was going to go to Mitzrayim? Doesn't say anywhere he was going to go. There's a famine. Says Rashi, Kamosh Yara David Me'ara'av. The same way his father was going to go, that's what Yitzchak was going to do. We see, he goes, he's in Eretz Pelishtim, and what happens? He goes and he digs up the wells, Asher Hayu B'mei Avraham, he digs up the same wells that his father did, and he gives them the Shemot, he gives them the names that his father gave them. What was Yitzchak all about? Yitzchak was all about following in the footsteps of his father Avraham Avinu. Who was Yitzchak? Why don't we know nothing about Yitzchak? We don't need to. Because whatever Avraham Avinu did, that's what Yitzchak did. The pachad, the fear of Yitzchak was from changing, from deviating of the way that Avraham Avinu instituted. Avraham Avinu, hitalech lefanai v'yetamim. Avraham Avinu, he was the trailblazer. He set the precedent. The pachad Yitzchak, the fear of Yitzchak was, chas v'shalom, to change what my father did. I'm going to go down to Mitzrayim because that's what my father did. I'm going to name them the wells, the names that my father did. Yitzchak can't have kids. He waits till he's 60 to daven. Why does he wait till he's 60? Rashi gives us a whole shot. He marries Rivka when she's 3. Although, by the way, Tosafot argues, and Tosafot says she was na'ara, she was 12 and a half. Shimon Schwab has a beautiful vart on this week's Parsha. He says, what happened? He says, you can put together both Pshatim, Rashi and Tosafot. Why? Rashi was 3, says that Rivka was 3. Remember, as a little kid, I'm always like, 3 years old, give me a break, there's no way. She's filling up all the buckets, how could it be? What? Rashi says 3 years old, Tosafot says 12 and a half. Says Rav Shimon Schwab, beautiful. If you look in this week's parasha, when Rivka is brought to the house, to the tent, it says, Yitzchak, how does he know she's the right one? He sees all the things that happened to his mother Sarah happened. And the Pasuk says, Vaharehi Sarah. And Rashi says, excuse me, Vaharehi Sarah, and she is Sarah. Klomar means to say the same miracles that happened to Sarah happened to Rivka. Says Rabbi Schwab, no. Vaharehi Rivka. Excuse me, Vaharehi Sarah. She is Sarah. The Nishama, the soul of Rivka, when she passed away, goes into Rivka. It goes into Sarah. And it's inside of Sarah for how long? For 3 years. And when it says that she's 3 years old, it meant the Nishama, the soul of Sarah, is in Rivka for 3 years. But of course she was 12 years old. Vaharehi Sarah. She is Sarah. That's the Nishama of Sarah. Right after the Akedah, suddenly it tells you, because we know Rivka dies by the Akedah. Massive Chiddush. Yeah, Sarah dies. I'm very confused there. Yeah? So we see it's the Nishama of Sarah inside Rivka. Why did Rashi explain, it doesn't fit into this Pshat of Rabbi Schwab, why does Yitzchak wait till he's 60? Because Rivka is 3 years old. He has to wait 10 years till she's Ra'il Ubiya. Then he has to wait 10 years. Why does he wait 10 years till she's 23? Daven right away. Because his father waited 10 years. Abraham Avinu comes into Eretz Yisrael, to Canaan, and he waits 10 years. He's 75 when he gets there, and he waits 10 years. And then what happens? Sarah can't have any children. She says, take Hagar. Abraham waited 10 years. Yitzchak says, I'm going to wait 10 years. Yitzchak was going to take a shivcha, but he can't. For the same reason he can't go down to Mitzrayim. He's kadosh. He's holy. He was a carbon. So why doesn't he take a regular woman? Rivka can't have kids, take another one. I can't. My father didn't do that. My father didn't do that. I'm not going to do that.
How'd you get from 23 to 60?
How do you get? No. Rivka was 23. Yitzchak was 40 when he got married. He waited 20 years. Rivka was 3. He waited 10 years till she was Rari Libya. And then 10 more years, he waited. And then he started to daven. Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says, unbelievable. He says, Vayetzer lo Hashem is the same gematria, Chamesh Shanim, 5 years. He wants to say, because Yitzchak went and davened, he should have waited. Because Vayetzer lo Hashem, Hashem has to answer Yitzchak, that took 5 years off the life of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was meant to live to 180, just like Yitzchak. But he has to die 5 years early, so he doesn't see that Esau goes to Tarbot Ra'ah. It starts being bad. If Yitzchak wouldn't have davened and almost forced Hashem's hand, Avram Avinu would have lived another 5 years. Vayetzer lo Hashem, gematria, Chamesh Shanim. When Aaron Cutler heard this, he said, that's Ruach HaKodesh right there. Unbelievable. But what do we see about Yitzchak? He waits just like his father. His father waited 10 years after being in Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak waits 10 years after Rivka Israel Abiyah. Why? Because that's what my father did. He would have taken a shivcha. But I can't. Yitzchak's whole mahus, his whole being was, whatever my father does, that's what I'm going to do. We don't need to know a lot about Yitzchak. By the Akedah. What was the Nisayon for Yitzchak? It's called Akedah Yitzchak. It's the test for Abraham. But it's Akedah Yitzchak. What was the test for Yitzchak as well? Hashem comes and tells Abraham Avinu to bring Yitzchak as a korban. Yitzchak comes. He's not a little kid. You read the Pasuk. Where is it? You think he's a little kid. Yitzchak's 37 years old. He knows exactly what's happening. Abraham Avinu explains to him, Hashem comes to me in a dream and tells me you have to be a korban. If this is me, and again, that would never happen. But if that's me, you know what I would tell my Abraham? Maybe tell Hashem to come tell me himself. Maybe you had the dream and you misinterpreted it. You sure you got the Nevuah exactly right? Maybe let him come tell you again, just to be sure. Yitzchak Avinu has this unbelievable Emunas Chachamim. Whatever his father says, that's what he does. What's our midah that we can learn and that we have from Yitzchak Avinu, the Emunas Chachamim? that no matter what, we believe what our rabbis teach us. The Gemara says every single thing in Judaism, there has to be a Masorah for. There has to be a tradition. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph says, one time, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Rebbe, he couldn't stand the smell of garlic. One time somebody in the shir was eating garlic, and he says, whoever ate garlic, please leave, I can't give the shir. Stands up, Rabbi Chiya, and he walks out. And then everybody walked out. So the next day, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's son comes and says to Rabbi Chiya, I don't understand, how could you eat garlic? You know what hate my father disturbs him? He says, it wasn't me. It was someone else, but I didn't want them to be embarrassed. It's a very nice story. And the Gemara asks the question, how did he know you could do that? From where did Rabbi Chiya learn this? The Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya learned it from Rabbi Meir. Because by Rabbi Meir, what happened? The woman comes into the base measure and says, somebody here was mekadesh me with bia. I'm now married to someone, I don't know who it is. Stands up Rabbi Meir and he writes her a get. And then everybody in the base medrash gets up and writes a get. Why? So the person shouldn't be embarrassed. And the Gemara says, and where did Rabbi Meir learn it from? Every single thing has to have a Masorah. Rabbi Meir says, learned it from Shimon HaKatan. Where did Shimon HaKatan learn it from? He learned it from the Navi. In the book of Ezra. Ezra is chastising the people, he's giving them Musar. And one of the tzaddin comes and says, we've all done bad. He didn't do bad, but he didn't want them to be embarrassed. And where does he learn it from? And the Gemara says, he learned it from Yahshua, learns it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Every single thing has to have a Masorah. There's nothing that, oh, I was thinking we should try this. There must be tradition. It must be passed down. Yitzchak Avinu, every single thing he did, the pachad of Yitzchak was, chas v'shalom, to deviate from what my father did. Everything my father does, that's what I'm going to do. And again, you got to make sure you're on the right level. Rashi tells us in next week's parasha that when Esav's 40, he takes a wife. Says Rashi, because Yitzchak took one when he was 40, so Esav took one when he was 40. Obviously, you can't compare. Esav was trying, in his head, he knew it's the right thing to do, copy my father. You also have to make sure you're on the right level. The Gemara says that there was one of the Tanoim, or one of the Amoraim, and he said, my father was such a tzaddik. And they said, why? He says, my father used to wait 24 hours between meat and milk. So I once heard a Rav ask, I don't understand. You know the formula to being a tzaddik. You know how you become a tzaddik? You wait 24 hours. So you also wait 24 hours, you'll also be a tzaddik. They say, no. My father was on that level. I'm not on that level. You have to know your level. But Yitzchak Avinu, what is his pachad? What does it mean? What can we learn as one of the avos? To emulate Yitzchak's emunah in his chachamim, in his rav, in Avram Avinu, and to not change what our forefathers said ahead of us. And there's so many times you're not sure what to do. What? You go to the rav, you ask a shayla, and you have the emunah that they know what they're doing. Hashem gives them siyata d'shmaya. There's a story, I believe, it's with Ramosha Feinstein. There was a moiser, and this moiser was a terrible guy, and he passes away. And they come and they tell Ramosha Feinstein, this moiser, this informant, he asked that he be buried upside down. Ramosha Feinstein says, Asur l'halacha. So that's his dying request. He says, I'm sorry. Halacha is halacha, doesn't matter. And they bury him the right way. A few days later, there's a knock at the door, and it's the authorities. And they say, we have on good authority to understand, and we believe that because this man was a friend of the government, and he would always help us out, you were upset at him, and you buried him upside down. They said, it's not true, we buried him the right way up. That's not, we heard otherwise, we want to check. And they dig up, and they find he was buried the right way up. What happened? This guy was such a marusha. Before he even died, he writes a letter to the authority saying, because I'm a friend to the government, they're going to bury me upside down. You should arrest them, you should punish them. You go to the Rav says, no. You do the right thing. Emunas chachamim. Trust in Hashem. You got to make sure we know what we're doing. The Rav says, this is what we do. Yesterday I was giving a class in Emmanuel College. And I was talking about Hashem gives us the talents we need to accomplish our mission in life. Before you're even born, the Gemara says, the Malach takes the teepah and says to Hashem, what's going to be with this child? And Hashem says, either he's going to be smart or stupid, weak or strong, healthy or not healthy, live long or not, rich or poor, it's decided before we're even born. And the whole shiur was about Rabbi Yochanan, how do we change our mazel? And one guy said, well, Rabbi, you're telling me I have the talents. How am I supposed to know if I'm using my talents in the right way? I have talent, I'm trying. How do I know if I'm doing the right thing? Maybe I think that my talents I should be using for this. I'm going to get to Shamayim, Hashem's going to say, I gave you so much talent, you didn't use it the right way. How do I know if I'm doing it the right way? Which is a great question. Something we all ask. I'm good at organizing. I'm good at speaking. I'm good at have connections. How do I use it? And I said, the Mishnah Perkei Avos says, I say, Lecha Rav, make for yourself a rabbi. You have to know what you're doing, if it's right, if it's not right. I say, Lecha Rav, have a Rav, discuss it with him. Yitzchak Avinu teaches us what's it all about? Speaking and following in the ways of the Father's footsteps. Understanding my father said, my Rebbe Zuck, this is what I do. I heard a story this week. A person living in Eretz Yisrael. And for whatever reason, his neighbors were upset at him. It's unfortunately quite common over there. And they went to the government and they said, this guy, he's embezzling money. He's making millions and he's hiding it. Tachat ha-balatot. Under the tiles. He's making money. You should go. And he gets a letter from the tax man. We understand that you're making a lot more money. And you're saying you're making this much. Really, you're making a lot more. You owe us 200,000 shekel. The guy, he doesn't have any money. Him and his wife, they start worrying. She says, you know what? Go to the Rebbe. Go to the Rebbe, get a bracha. Maybe he'll give you money. He'll tell you. He'll give you a lawyer. He'll set you up. The guy gets a meeting. He goes to the Rebbe. He tells the Rebbe what's happening. The Rebbe says, Abitachon. He says, Rebbe, it's very nice. What am I going to tell my wife? Yeah. Rebbe says, tell her happy tuffin. He says, that's nice, but she's expecting me to come home with something. The Rebbe says, you want to come home with something? Off the table, he gives the guy an orange. He says, Rebbe, if I come home with this, she's going to throw it in my face. He says, take it home, you'll see, it'll be good. The guy comes home. His wife says, no, did the Rebbe give you money? No. Did he give you an eitzah? Did he give you a lawyer? What did he do? He says, he gave me this orange. She says, the orange? That's when he gave you an orange? The kids are in the background, they hear a commotion, they say, what happened? He says, he went to the Rebbe, all he got is this orange. And there's a bunch of little kids, they say, an orange from the Rebbe, I want a piece. And they start arguing and fighting, I want it. And the father starts opening the orange, and the kids are pushing, shoving, give me a piece, I want a piece. Meanwhile, the tax man had come to the house. He's looking in the window, and he sees all these kids pushing and shoving, I want a piece, I want a piece. And he says, Nebuch, these poor kids have nothing to eat. There's no way that this guy is hiding hundreds of thousands of shekels. And he says, must be taut. And he changes the whole thing, says, we're not going to take this guy. Emunas chachamim. You come, obviously the emunah is from Hashem. We believe that Hashem is going to help us. You come to the Rav. You have a question. You follow in the footsteps. You do what you have to do. That's what it's about. That's what Pachad Yitzchak is. There's a Messiah. Rav Chiya learned it from Ramey learned it from Shimon HaKadosh, Shimon HaKadosh. Each one goes all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai. That's what Yitzchak's about. Pachad Yitzchak. The Emunas Chachamim. Trusting, connecting, understanding. That's what we have to emulate. We have inside of us amazing koiches. And we got them from our avos. Medrash says, David HaMelech wanted to be one of the avos. He wanted to be one of the fathers. And Hashem tested him. He couldn't be. What does it mean there are avos, imahis, there are fathers? Some kids you look and say, ha ha, he's definitely a Kohen. This kid's for sure a Schwartz, because he looks just like his parents. He has it in his genealogy. We also have in our genes from our avos, the Koichas, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. The Gemara tells us we have to ask, Matai Yagiu Ma'asai L'Ma'asai Avotai, when will my deeds, when will my actions reach the actions of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov? And we look at ourselves and we say, who are we kidding? We can't be as great as Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Says once a Rav, he said, no. Imagine you go, you're sitting at home, and you tell somebody in the house, no, when are we going to be in Manchester? I say, what are you talking about? If you get on a train, and you say to the guy on the train, when are we going to be in Manchester? The question makes sense. Because at least you're on the train. You might be even going to France, you might be on the wrong train, but at least you're on the train. You're sitting at home doing nothing, you can't ask, when are we going to be in Manchester? The Rav says, we have to ask ourselves, when are our actions, when are our deeds going to reach the actions of our avos? If you're sitting at home doing nothing, it's a stupid question. If you're on the train, you might never get there. But at least the question makes sense. We have to make sure that we emulate our Abbas, that we're on the train, and we can ask at least, when are our actions going to reach the actions of our fathers? Avram, we know tons about. Yaakov, we know tons about. Yitzchak, we don't need to know about. Because his whole mahus was Pachad Yitzchak. I'll end with a story I saw in one of the Magid books. Story about a 19-year-old Jewish boy starts working in an old age home. After being there for a couple of weeks, one of the people comes to him and says, you know, today I have yard site. Maybe you could try and get together a minion. Okay, I'll try. He starts going from room to room. Can you help us for a minion? Can you help us? He gets six, he gets seven, he comes to one room. And he sees Mr. Weissman. He says, Mr. Weissman, are you Jewish? Yeah? I was hoping that maybe we need a minion. Would you be able to help us? What? You want me to come? Be part of a minion? Never! Okay, I'm sorry. And you know why? I'll tell you why. When my family got taken to Auschwitz, all the stuff was put on the side. And we were put online, and my father realized what was going on, and he ran back to get his tefillin. And as he was running back towards the line with his tefillin, the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, shot him in the back. My last remaining image of my father is him lying in a pile of blood, holding his tefillin. That's what happens when you daven. That's what happens when you care and you try to do something for Hashem. I'll never be part of a minion. And this kid, as he's walking out, says, I'm very sorry. But let me just ask you, did you ever think if your father was willing to give his life for these tefillin, must be there was something very important. Must be there was something very real. And the guy screams, get out of here! The guy goes, he makes his minion. A few days later, it's his turn to take care of Mr. Weissman. And he comes in, and he's quite intrepid, he's scared. Mr. Weissman says to him, I'd like you to take me to the synagogue. He says, what? I'd like you to take me to the synagogue. He puts him in the wheelchair and he starts wheeling him out and he says, one second, go back. He says, oh, I knew it. He says, go back, reach on the bottom drawer, move all the clothes. Take out the tefillin. He takes the tefillin, he brings Mr. Weissman to the little shul they had in the old age home. And he helps him put on his tefillin. And this started going on day after day. After a few weeks, this boy, he had a week off. And he comes back after a week. And he comes to Mr. Weissman. And he comes to the room, and the room's empty. And he runs, and he says, what happened? And they say, it's an old age home. He passed away. But there's a woman, she asked to speak to you. Mrs. Levy. I don't know any Mrs. Levy. Calls her up, says, yes, I'd like to meet you. Mr. Weissman was my father. Okay. He sits down, he has a meeting, he's worried. Maybe he upset him, maybe she's going to say because he screamed at her, it caused him, who knows what. He says, I want to tell you. My father, he hated anything to do with religion. And the past 2 weeks were the happiest 2 weeks of his life. He said to me, every day he puts on tefillin. And he's never in his life felt so connected to his father and to Hashem. And even the day he passed away, he came to me and he said, go to my house, go to the old age home, get my tefillin. He put them in, took them off, and he died with Shema on his lips. And I just want to say to you, thank you. He was so happy that he was able to connect. We have to make sure that we emulate Yitzchak Avinu, the emunah that he had in his Rebbe. And his father, Avraham Avinu, the pachad, the fear that he had to try and deviate, that was pachad Yitzchak. We have to make sure that we emulate that, that we follow in the footsteps of our avos, and that's chus, who may be goyel, bnei b'neihem, man shmo b'ava.